Israel's sister. Sunnyside. Kurrenbong, Australia. August 6th, 1896. Dear Sister Israel, how thankful should you and I be that we have Christ as our Savior. He liveth to make intercession for us, yes, for you and me. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Ephesians 2, verse 10, 3, 14-21. The love of Christ is a golden chain that binds finite human beings who believe in Jesus Christ to the infinite God. The love that the Lord has for his children passeth knowledge. No science can define or explain it. No human wisdom can fathom it. The more we feel the influence of this love, the more meek and humble shall we be. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! Paul exclaims, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Romans 11, verse 33. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verse 38-39. The Lord's children are never absent from his mind. Even the little birds flying in the heavens and the flowers of the field are objects of his tender solicitude. Behold the fowls of the air, said our Redeemer, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew 6, verse 26, 28-30. Yes, my sister, every provision has been made whereby Christ will clothe you with his righteousness. If the majesty of heaven has bestowed such care upon the inanimate flowers and dumb animals, will he not have a special care for all those who believe in him? His care and love flow earthward to his children. His love is unceasing, and he loves to have you and me appreciate that love by being cheerful, happy, and restful in Jesus Christ. Will you trust in Jesus? Will you speak forth his praises? Will you sing the songs of Zion and show gladness in Jesus Christ? It is not pleasant for our Savior to have us doubt his love, to go mourning and questioning and disbelieving. Although sin has existed for ages, seeking to counteract that love and obstruct its flowing earthward, yet the love flows still in rich currents to the human beings for whom Christ has died. Every evidence is given of the love of God to us. Shall we receive it? Do not think doubts. Do not talk of yourself. Talk of Jesus, and think of him, and sing of his matchless love. The spell of the enemy has been broken, and you are free in the love and compassion of Jesus. May the Lord bless you as you shall search for yourself the rich promises of God. Now do not worry, but trust in Jesus' power every moment. In much love to yourself and Brother Israel and Jesse.